You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to talk politics with Labour leader. It's time to talk politics with Labour leader Andrew Little.
Yes, we are now joined by the leader of the Labour Party, Andrew Little. Kia ora, Andrew. How's it going?
Kia ora, very well, thank you.
Cool, that's good to hear. So charter schools have kind of been a contentious topic this week, and you've been very vocal about your opposition to them, but there have been some mixed messages from within your own camp. Labour candidate Willie Jackson himself is heavily involved with Te Kura Māori o Wātea in South Auckland. Where does he currently stand on the issue?
Well, it's very clear Labour has a policy, which is to repeal the charter schools, and Willie is a Labour candidate. He signs up to that. The issue that he is raising is because he had a close involvement in a charter school, is, you know, what happens to that school. What we've said is the reason why we're opposed to charter schools, why it's a Labour policy, is because the legislation doesn't require the teachers teaching at a charter school to be registered and trained, and they don't have to teach to the national curriculum. The school that Willie Jackson's involved in does both those things. And so with schools that do that, we will have a discussion with them about what their future looks like. But if they're meeting the same minimum standards that we have for every other publicly funded school, well then, you know, and if they're doing good things, then it'd be silly to say, right, that's it, you just close it down. We have, in the Labour Party, when it's previously been in government, created these things called special character schools, which is to accept that, you know, different learning environments can help children in different sorts of ways. So there's scope for us to look at that and say schools that meet those minimum requirements that we would expect of every publicly funded school, they, we can look at what happens with them in terms of continuation afterwards. But we will not continue with the charter schools model because it's flawed and it's wrong and it's not good in the long run for education.
Right. And Labour's education spokesperson, Chris Hipkins, was asked this week if Labour would throw out existing charter schools, and he said Labour would deal with them on a case-by-case basis, as it seems you've kind of mentioned here. But that also sounds like you're not ruling them out then.
I think you'd be very clear about what a charter school is. I mean, there's three elements, I suppose. One is that, you know, there is no minimum standard when it comes to the quality of the teachers, the training of the teachers, and whether or not they're registered. Then there's the issue about whether they have to teach the national curriculum, because charter schools don't. And then there's the funding model. They have a completely different funding model to publicly funded schools. So when we say we're not continuing with charter schools and we'll repeal them, what we mean is we're not going to have schools that don't have as a requirement that the teachers in front of the children are trained and registered, that they will have to teach to the national curriculum, and they'll have a funding stream that, you know, matches what's happening with other publicly funded schools. You do those things, then they cease to be a charter school because, you know, they're not doing what that legislation requires. So I don't think it's not the same to say we'll have a discussion with existing schools who are labelled charter schools if they're doing all the right things but have an unsustainable funding model. I mean, I should add to that there are schools prior to charter schools who were designated as special character schools, but who were told, if you don't sign up as a charter school, we will stop funding you. So they became charter schools. So in the end, this is about making sure that, A, we have enough schools, but we have schools of a level of quality and standard that's going to prepare our kids for success. That's what we want to achieve, and without going down the charter schools model, and that's what we'll aim to do.
Right. Then moving on, Māori prisons have also been making the news with Labour's corrections spokesperson and Te Tai Tokoro MP Calvin Davis proposing to convert Ngāwhā Prison in Northland into a Māori-run prison as a way of kind of tackling the disproportionately high imprisonment rate of Māori. Now, you haven't stated a firm view on this. Does that mean you're not ruling it out?
Well, I said it's not Labour policy, and I don't anticipate it will be Labour policy. I think the point that Calvin was making, it's an idea he's certainly put forward, and it's not the first time the idea has been put forward, but it is to address the very point that you make, that we have this persistently disproportionate over-representation of Māori in our prisons, you know, over 50%, when Māori are 18 to 20% of the population. So there is something wrong, and whatever has been happening up to now clearly isn't changing it or making a difference. So I'm certainly, you know, keen, as is Kelvin, to explore new ideas, new ways of doing it. Whether it requires an entire prison to be run as a Pikanga Māori prison, I'm not so sure. I'm certainly open to looking at ways that we can not just reduce the disproportionate number of Māori in our prisons, but reducing the population overall. Because at the moment it's growing, and it shouldn't be, and we've got to find different ways of doing that.
Well, if Māori value-based prisons aren't the way, then what kind of is?
In many of our prisons at the moment, there are programs where Māori inmates do reconnect with their whakapapa, reconnect with their iwi, find their identity. I've spoken to prison officers who say there is a big difference in the kind of rehabilitation or the rehabilitation of male Māori prisoners who explore their identity, their origins, their family connections, their whānau, and those who don't, and those who do and discover their identity and draw a level of strength and self-esteem from it have better kind of or lower rates of recidivism and are a better sort of prospect for the correction system than those who don't. So there is something in there, but whether you need to convert entire prisons to do that, to achieve that, I think is the point of debate. And as I say, it's not our policy. Our policy certainly is to have a correction system that does work or strive to make a big difference to every inmate in it, because we've got to, A, reduce the prison population, and B, reduce the recidivism rates.
But then what is that correction system? What is the way to address it?
Well, I mean, outside of our Māori prison population and the Tikanga Māori issue, there is an issue for a lot of prisoners who wind up there who have underlying issues, often mental health issues, addictions and things like that, that don't get addressed in prison, because prison's not the place to get them sorted out. Actually, if we did take a bit of time to fix some of those problems, that would make a huge difference. So at a much broader level, I'm very keen to see us, when we're dealing with prison inmates, understand all the issues with that prison inmate and get to work on all of the issues, not just have them in there for the purposes of punishment alone and kick them out and then watch them come back in again, because that's not fixing the problem in the long run.
So you're not going to definitively rule it out then?
We already have in our prisons Tikanga Māori programs that allow Māori inmates to reconnect or to connect often for the first time with their whakapapa. I'd never ever stop that. What I can say, I do not see us converting an entire prison into Tikanga Māori.
Okay, and with the case of Māori prisons, as we were discussing, and the aforementioned charter schools, Labor's candidates and MPs have been proposing a lot of ideas lately that don't necessarily align with party policy. Is there a lack of unity in the party?
There's absolutely no lack of unity. I think it's MPs and candidates are putting up ideas, that's great, but they all know that the Labor Party has a set of policies. There's a policy-setting process, and anybody involved in the party can seek to put up new ideas and do stuff, but that's good. But we also, the role of MPs, and for that matter candidates, is to generate public debate on stuff. But, there's, with the Labor Party, there is only one set of policies, the Labor Party policies, and everybody who's signed up to the Labor Party signs up to those policies.
Andrew, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
You have a lovely day.
You too, Sydney.
Bye.
You've been listening to Andrew Little from the Labor Party. The Wire. The Andrew Little.
Yes, we are now joined by the leader of the Labor Party, Andrew Little. Kia ora, Andrew. How's it going?
Kia ora. Very well, thank you.
Cool. That's good to hear. So charter schools have kind of been a contentious topic this week, and you've been very vocal about your opposition to them, but there have been some mixed messages from within your own camp. Labor candidate Willie Jackson himself is heavily involved with Te Kura Māori o Wātea in South Auckland. Where does he currently stand on the issue?
Well, it's very clear. Labor has a policy, which is to repeal the charter schools, and Willie is a Labor candidate. He signs up to that. The issue that he is raising is because he had a close involvement in a charter school, what happens to that school. What we've said is the reason why we're opposed to charter schools, why it's a Labor policy, is because the legislation doesn't require the teachers teaching at a charter school to be registered and trained, and they don't have to teach to the national curriculum. the school that Willie Jackson's involved in does both those things. And so with schools that do that, we will have a discussion with them about what their future looks like. But if they're meeting the same minimum standards that we have for every other publicly funded school, well then, you know, and if they're doing good things, then it'd be silly to say, right, that's it, you just close it down. We have, in the Labor Party, when it's previously been in government, created these things called special character schools, which is to accept that, you know, different learning environments can help children in different sorts of ways. So there's scope for us to look at that and say schools that meet those minimum requirements that we would expect of every publicly funded school, you know, we can look at what happens with them in terms of continuation afterwards. But we will not continue with the charter schools model because it's flawed and it's wrong and it's not good in the long run for education.
Right. And Labor's education spokesperson Chris Hipkins was asked this week if Labor would throw out existing charter schools, and he said Labor would deal with them on a case-by-case basis, as it seems you've kind of mentioned here. But that also sounds like you're not ruling them out then.
I think I'd be very clear about what a charter school is. I mean, there's three elements, I suppose. One is that, you know, there is no minimum standard when it comes to the quality of the teachers, the training of the teachers, and whether or not they're registered. Then there's the issue about whether they have to teach the national curriculum, because charter schools don't. And then there's the funding model. They have a completely different funding model to publicly funded schools. So when we say we're not continuing with charter schools and we'll repeal them, what we mean is we're not going to have schools that don't have as a requirement that the teachers in front of the children are trained and registered, that they will have to teach to the national curriculum, and they'll have a funding stream that, you know, matches what's happening with other publicly funded schools. You do those things, then they cease to be a charter school because, you know, they're not doing what that legislation requires. So I don't think it's not the same to say we'll have a discussion with existing schools who are labelled charter schools if they're doing all the right things but have an unsustainable funding model. I mean, I should add to that there are schools prior to charter schools who were designated as special character schools, but who were told, if you don't sign up as a charter school, we will stop funding you. So they became charter schools. So in the end, this is about making sure that we have enough schools, but we have schools of a level of quality and standard that's going to prepare our kids for success. That's what we want to achieve, and without going down the charter schools model, and that's what we'll aim to do.
Right. Then moving on, Māori prisons have also been making the news with Labor's corrections spokesperson and Te Tai Tokoro MP Calvin Davis proposing to convert Ngāwhā Prison in Northland into a Māori-run prison as a way of kind of tackling the disproportionately high imprisonment rate of Māori. Now, you haven't stated a firm view on this. Does that mean you're not ruling it out?
Well, I said it's not Labor policy, and I don't anticipate it will be Labor policy. I think the point that Calvin was making, it's an idea he's certainly put forward, and it's not the first time the idea has been put forward, but it is to address the very point that you make, that we have this persistently disproportionate over-representation of Māori in our prisons, you know, over 50% when Māori are 18 to 20% of the population. So there is something wrong. And whatever has been happening up to now clearly isn't changing it or making a difference. So I'm certainly, you know, keen, as is Calvin, to explore new ideas, new ways of doing it. Whether it requires an entire prison to be run as a tikanga Māori prison, I'm not so sure. I'm certainly open to looking at ways that we can not just reduce the disproportionate number of Māori in our prisons, but reducing the population overall. Because at the moment it's growing, and it shouldn't be, and we've got to find different ways of doing that.
Well, if Māori value-based prisons aren't the way, then what kind of is?
I mean, in many of our prisons at the moment, there are programs where inmates do, you know, Māori inmates do reconnect with their whakapapa, they reconnect with their iwi, find their identity. I've spoken to prison officers who say there is a big difference in the kind of rehabilitation or the rehabilitation of male Māori prisoners who explore their identity, their origins, their family connections, their whānau, and those who don't. And those who do and discover their identity and draw a level of strength and self-esteem from it have better kind of or lower rates of recidivism and are a better, you know, sort of prospect for the correction system than those who don't. So there is something in there, but whether you can, whether you need to convert entire prisons to do that, to achieve that, you know, I think is the point of debate. And as I say, it's not our policy. Our policy certainly is to have a correction system that does work or strive to make a big difference to every inmate in it, because we've got to, A, reduce the prison population, and B, reduce the recidivism rates.
But then what is that correction system? What is the way to address it?
Well, I mean, outside of our Māori prison population and the Tikanga Māori issue, there is an issue for a lot of prisoners who wind up there who have underlying issues, often mental health issues, addictions and things like that, that don't get addressed in prison, because prison is not the place to get them sorted out. Actually, if we did take a bit of time to fix some of those problems, that would make a huge difference. So at a much broader level, I'm very keen to see us, when we're dealing with prison inmates, understand all the issues with that prison inmate and get to work on all of the issues, not just have them in there for the purposes of punishment alone and kick them out and then watch them come back in again, because that's not fixing the problem in the long run.
So you're not going to definitively rule it out then?
Well, we already have in our prisons Tikanga Māori programs that allow Māori inmates to reconnect or to connect often for the first time with their whakapapa. I'd never ever stop that. What I can say, I do not see us converting an entire prison into Tikanga Māori.
Okay, and with the case of Māori prisons, as we were discussing, and the aforementioned charter schools, Labour's candidates and MPs have been proposing a lot of ideas lately that don't necessarily align with party policy. Is there a lack of unity in the party?
There's absolutely no lack of unity. I think it's MPs and candidates are putting up ideas, that's great, but they all know that the Labour Party has a set of policies. There's a policy-setting process, and anybody involved in the party can seek to put up new ideas and do stuff, but that's good. But we also, you know, the role of MPs, and for that matter candidates, is to generate public debate on stuff. But, you know, with the Labour Party, there is only one set of policies, the Labour Party policies, and everybody who's signed up to the Labour Party signs up to those policies.
Andrew, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
You have a lovely day.
You too, Sydney.
Bye.
You've been listening to Andrew Little from the Labour Party. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.